Author of report critical of transgender medicine told not to travel on public transport over security concerns. By Kurt Zindelka on April 20, 2024. The author of a major report detailing the dangers transgender healthcare practices pose to children said that she had been told to avoid public transport amid security concerns. Dr. Hilary Cass, the former president of the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health, told the Times of London that she is facing abuse and threats following the publication of her report on the impact of transgender medicine has on children in Britain. "I'm not going on public transport at the moment, following security advice, which is inconvenient," Dr. Cass said. She went on to accuse many of her critics of spreading misinformation about the damning report, including from left-wing Labour MP Don Butler, who had asserted in the House of Commons that over 100 studies have not been in this Cass report. Cass said that Butler's claim was completely wrong, explaining that the list of studies cited by Butler had absolutely nothing to do with either our report or any of the papers. "If you deliberately try to undermine a report that has looked at the evidence of children's health care, then that's unforgivable. You are putting children at risk by doing that," she added. In her 388-page report, the top pediatrician riled the far left by claiming that transgender medical practices were built on shaky foundations and that the National Health Service should no longer provide those under the age of 18 with puberty-blocking drugs. In contrast to the radical left's position, which demands so-called gender-affirming care in which life-altering medications and surgeries are plied on youngsters, Cass said that there was little evidence to support the claim that puberty-blocking drugs help children with their mental or psychosocial health, while the long-term effects of such treatment on cognitive and psychosexual development have not been thoroughly explored. The report also noted that many children naturally grow out of experiencing a transgender identity, saying that for most young people, a medical pathway will not be the best way to manage their gender-related distress, and therefore medical professionals should exercise extreme caution in how they treat children with symptoms of gender dysphoria. The UK's National Health Service said last month that it would stop routinely providing puberty blockers to children in most cases. However, there are concerns about loopholes through which activist physicians could still provide the life-altering drugs to children. Health Secretary Victoria Atkins said this week that the government will look to fire any medical professionals who seek to subvert the rules, saying, "I am looking closely at closing what can be done to curtail any loopholes and prescribing practices, including legislative options. Nothing is off the table and I will update the House in due course." Commenting on the threats allegedly sent to Dr. Cass, Harry Potter author and critic of the transgender movement, J.K. Rowling wrote, "Follow the money may be a conspiracy theorist trope and I hate the ex-cliché let that sink in, but when a respected pediatrician is advised not to travel by bus, and when lobby groups fall over themselves to discredit a meticulous medical review, both might seem to apply." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.